This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good Monday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for December 22nd, episode 1067, brought to you by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, Horse World.
Hi, Glenn, Jen, Jamie, Helena, and all the HRN hosts. This is Linda Gettig from Salt Lake City. Wishing you all a Merry Christmas with a little song I borrowed, with apologies in advance. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 awesome hosts, 11 flex and forks, 10 endurance checks, 9 badass, 8 arena letters, 7 fox hunts, 6 horse trials, 5 round pens. 4 join us, 3 unicorns, many laughs to count, and an HRN podcast for free. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Wow.
Good job, Linda.
Way to go, Linda.
A little eggnog. Quiet time. I'll find my holiday spirit yet. This year had a rough start with sick horses and other stuff. It almost had me questioning this farm and horse life. Then I found Horse Radio Network. The adventures of that girl and Scooter's folks began bringing me around. I had to be an official auditor and experience the great benefits. The best was hit 'em happy, every day being aware of all the blessings surrounding me, not least of which is all I'm learning on Horse Radio Network. Well, 2014 has turned out to be a really good ride after all, with Coach Jen's, Glenn's, and Jamie's encouragement. In the nicest way, bless your hearts. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year from St. John's, Florida. Mary Farr.
Thank you, Mary.
Bless your heart in the nicest way possible.
That's great, huh? Well, we have lots of more of them to come today. We're having a party, Jamie. It's our annual Christmas call-in party.
Yay! I love this day of the year. It's so fun. And I want to give Linda a little shout-out for singing a song that was that high. Oh, I was like, dang, girl, get up there.
Well, that's not all. We have a lot of our brave listeners who chose to sing songs this year. So you haven't
you
heard,
inspire people, Jamie.
Yeah, you do.
They're like, you know, if she could make an a-hole out of herself,
exactly.
We can too.
If somebody that bad can sing, we're good.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
We can't be that bad.
This is my Grammy-winning rendition of 12 Days of Christmas, because it's better than yours.
Look at what you do for people's egos, Jamie. I mean,
yeah,
incredible.
I like how Mary said the adventures of that girl. I was like, that's me. I'm that girl. That's awesome.
And apparently,
like,
you know how parents are often named. You know, it's Luke's mom. You know, they don't know your name.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Luke's mom. Well, we're
right.
Scooter's parents, apparently. So we don't have names either.
That's okay. I just want to let everybody know to stick around for the Omega Alpha ad today, because it was another That Girl moment, and I just want to let you guys know.
I have 100 sound files. I have to find that one yet. Well, we are encouraging people to call in, and we have a lot of people waiting, so we're going to have to get to Jennifer and find out what's coming up on today's show so she can go check in with everybody here and get them lined up.
Hey, guys!
Jennifer?
I'm here on today's Omega Alpha Equine Edition. It's the annual Horses in the Morning Office Party, featuring a full 90 minutes of silly songs, heartfelt holiday well wishes, television binging suggestions for horse folks from HR TV, mm-hmm. and on-the-fly listener greetings throughout. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
And I hear rumor that Leslie's going to be here later, too. She's going to show up just to hang out with us for a while. So
awesome.
Can't have a Monday without Leslie, right? Well, I have two
Absolutely.
Quick daily whinnies here. And my first daily whinny is one of these. It's a happy birthday to our friend, Minnie Sarah. I hope that she's listening this morning. She probably is. And we hope that you're feeling well for this holiday season and that you take care of your little minis there, Sarah. We love you, and we're glad that you listen to us every day. And now I have another daily whinny for a certain someone. And I'm going to bring her on here right away, and because she's here, I see, waiting in the queue. And that's Robin Donaghy, the internally banned Robin. Hey, Robin.
Good morning.
Morning.
Robin. Now, the reason that you're even on the air right now is because it is the season of love, happiness, and forgiveness. Now,
forgiveness, yes, that's the important
yes.
one.
Yeah, forgiveness for everything that you've done to me this year,
wait,
providing
wait,
sound
wait,
files
wait.
To Jamie.
Me.
Yes?
Is it forgiveness for this?
I'd have to get new tights.
Or
yeah.
is it forgiveness yeah. Is it forgiveness for this? I'm not sure.
My little pony. All right, I'm starting to change my mind.
Sorry.
Wait, I didn't hear that first one again, Jamie.
All right, well, let's get on with this.
Too
here.
Bad.
This is, and I'm not forgiving you because it is the holiday season. That is not why I'm forgiving you. I'm not that charitable, especially after hearing those two sound files again. What I'm forgiving you for is what you sent in to us, and let's take a listen.
Hello to everyone listening to the best podcast ever. This year, I thought I would torture you with a revamp of the 12 Days of Christmas, but don't worry, I'll only sing the last verse. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 pounds of Redmond Rock, 11 tubs of Nalox, 10 zombie donkeys, 9 jars of Dr. Roses, 8 containers of Biotic 8, 7 pads from Fleece Works, 6 doll nameplates from Easy Signs, 5 elements for animals. 4 back on track wraps of 3 pack of flexin' forks and 2 Uncle Jimmy's hanging balls. And my little pony.
Yay!
Merry
Yay! Dude, she can actually sing, Glenn.
I
should
know.
Have her on more often.
Robin. So you are forgiven because you have now made every one of our sponsors happy. So that makes me happy. So I forgive you, and you're now unbanned until you screw up again. So
no. This has
I'd
to
have
be
to get
forever.
New tights. I'd have to get new tights.
Sorry, can't help it.
I'll consider it, depending how bad you are next year. But this year, your present from me is that you are unbanned and you can join the show again. So
yay!
That's
thank you.
Fantastic.
Merry Christmas, Robin. Thank you so much. That
Merry
was an
Christmas.
Excellent song.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. You have a good Christmas down there in Texas. We'll see you.
You too.
All right.
Bye. That was very generous of you, Glenn.
I know it was. I have a big heart.
So horse girls that have lived in Kentucky are going to get this. And if you don't, I'm going to explain it. But my daily weenie goes out to my dear husband. We had our little Christmas at home yesterday because who wants to schlep all the stuff to Oklahoma, open it on Christmas, and then fly it all the way back when you got all the other stuff coming. Anyway, so we decided to do our Christmas yesterday. He got me a bunch of stuff. But the one thing that brought me to tears, I literally started crying when I opened it up. He went to Quillen. Not Jared. He went to Quillen. And if those of you don't know what Quillen is, every single halter in Kentucky that is made for every single broodmare, racehorse, everything. That is what they wear. It is a very beautiful leather halter with a nameplate that is inscribed with the horse's name. And that's actually in Kentucky how they, you know, that they keep all the horses, the millions of horses boarded. They keep them straight. Anyway, Chad went to Quillen and got me a beautiful halter for Edward, and it says his fancy show name, Soulful Air, and it was just absolutely gorgeous. So daily Winnie to the husband for getting, like, such an awesome gift and just knowing his horsey wife. I'll post a photo of the very beautiful and handsome Edward in his fancy halter on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page. He went to Quillen. Yay!
How did he know about Quillen? How did he even know about Quillen?
You know,
not like something you know about.
we had talked about it because several years ago, this is how good he is a couple years ago, he had bought me one from one of those giant, really crappy companies that sell a lot of stuff, and they actually sent the halter. It was for Jet. They sent the halter, and then they sent the nameplate. And it, like, wasn't even put together, and I still, years later, have not put the damn thing together. Because you got to find somebody. Yeah. They were like, oh, we didn't have both
punch
at the same time. Yeah. You can't just drill through leather. I don't have that equipment. So anyway, I told him about, I was like, if you're going to do something like that, I'd love it, but go to this company right here. They're awesome, and they get it done super fast, and they're half the price of the company that started with the letter D. So, it was just, he remembered after all that time and went to it. So, unlike
good for him.
Me.
Good to go. Way to go, Chad.
I know. He wanted a bunch of golf stuff, and I was like, just go on the computer and open it up and make a click on what you want, and I'll just go back later and buy it all. He's like, okay.
Yeah, so we don't know golf stuff.
Yeah, I don't know golf stuff. Just write, just put it on the screen, and I'll just click buy.
Let's start getting to some of our callers here. If you want to give us a call, it's 347-637-3238. We have quite a few lined up. Let's start with Joanne. Hi, Joanne. Merry Christmas.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
How are you? Where are you from, Joanne?
Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Girl.
Great. Yeah.
And my daughter sang to you all, and she's here visiting me for Christmas with her family.
Oh, very good. Now, she sang to us. Who's your daughter?
Robin.
Oh,
Robin, your nemesis.
She tricked me. She tricked me into getting on the air twice this morning.
Uh-huh.
I might have to ban her again.
No.
That's funny. Well, she's a lot of fun, and you know, your daughter did fill in a couple times this year. So for Jamie, when she was out, and I actually enjoyed having her on the show then. She's fine if I keep her away from Jamie. If those two are separated, they're fun.
I see.
Yeah. When they're together, they're a problem. That's one of the problems.
Well, you're lucky they don't live near each other.
Well, thank you for listening this morning. We really appreciate it. Merry Christmas there in New Mexico.
Well, thank you for your show.
Thanks, Jenny. That's great. Why don't you take Uta?
Uta, good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much for calling in. What are your Christmas plans looking like? A German stuck in America? What are you doing?
Oh, I don't know. I'm on vacation this week, so I'm going to plan on spending a lot of time with the horses and just putzing around the house.
That sounds really nice. What's the weather like up there? Because you're up in Ohio, so is it like tons of snow on the ground?
We have no snow, but I just watched the temperature in the truck drop to 19 degrees.
Oh, my God. That sounds awesome. I totally get why you live there. Leave beautiful Germany and move to middle of nowhere, Ohio. God love you.
It gets cold in Germany, too.
Yeah, I know.
But at least you're in Germany.
I don't know if it gets this cold in Germany. I don't remember it this cold.
Well, just to let you know, it is freezing here, and I had to blanket all the horses last night because it is 43 degrees, and we are, like, dying. It's awful. But don't worry. It's going to warm back up to about, 70 today. So you should totally not live here and live in Ohio. That's a great idea.
Oh, I'd trade in the 40s for the teens any day.
You're crazy. You're crazy. Well, we want to thank you so much for being a part of our show, and thank you for calling in and letting us know you're listening. We love it.
Well, thanks so much for an awesome year, and I hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas. The whole family of the Horses in the Morning and Horse Radio Network, everybody there. It really feels like everyone is just a huge family, and it's so much fun.
Uta,
yeah,
can
really
you give
does.
Us a Merry Christmas in German to say? Can you give us that?
Fröhliche Weihnachten.
Yay! Yeah, bless you. Bless you. My God, she's got allergies. It's crazy.
Thanks, Uta. Merry Christmas.
Love you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
That's funny. Well, let's head next to New Jersey. It would not... Would it, you and Jamie, you can vouch for this. It would not be a Christmas party without Happy Barbie from New Jersey. Hey, Happy Barbie, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas from New Jersey.
Now, I saw a picture you posted. It was of a nativity scene. Were those your ponies in the nativity scene?
Of course they were.
Now, listen, Barbie, were you invited to that nativity scene, or did you sneak your horses on the lawn of a church?
I plead the fifth.
Uh-huh. That's what I thought. I was like, I don't think those horses are supposed to be there.
So wait a second. It's so funny because a lady and her daughter pull up, and the lady says, I said to my daughter, look, they added ponies to the nativity scene. And the daughter says, Mom, those ponies are real.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was noticing that your ponies were eating the hay and the manger of the baby Jesus. And I was like, I don't think... that she's supposed to be doing that.
It was Saturday. The party's not till Thursday.
Oh, you're right. You can restuff the manger by then. That's cool.
And you know what else too? Jesus was already there in Mary's arms. I don't understand. So are they going to bring in a second Jesus? Is Jesus come twice? I don't know. But anyway,
there's a lot of miraculous events that happen around this whole holiday.
We went to the Burger King drive-thru as well. Gave the lady a heart attack. Yes, of course. I'll send you the video. I knew everybody was going to do this, but I didn't know I'd have it before me, and I know that Leslie is going to do it, but can I do it too? I'm going to do the 12 Horse Radio Days of Christmas.
Sure.
So I'm looking
at the party. Why not?
Okay,
hell
you ready?
Yeah, do it.
Heck yeah. All right, here we go. Okay. 12 sunny days, 11 squeezy buns, 10 Redmond Rock, 9 Omega Alpha, 8 Colored Cobs, 7 Riding Helmets, 6 KPP, 5 Flex and Fork, 4 Driving Whips, 3 Easy Signs, 2 Relief Girths, and a pony in my backyard. How's that?
Yay! Who
I know, Scooter's getting in all of these. Scooter's getting some attention this morning here.
I know I'm not Leslie Wiley or Robert Donahue, but, you know, whatever. This is New Jersey, you know. I got the Jersey version.
Right, <yes. laughs> Very New Jersey, Barbie.
And it's so funny. I thought I missed it. I thought it was last Monday, and I'm like, oh, dang, I wrote this song, and now I can't sing my song. I got to wait till next year to sing my song. And then I was like, well, they never played it. I don't understand. I thought you guys were on vacation. I'm like, are you on vacation?
Jersey
we
is
will
a time
be
warp.
In about an hour. We'll be on vacation. About an hour. Thank you, Barbie.
I live on vacation. Merry Christmas, everyone.
She does, too. That picture of her with the horses in the nativity, I was like, wait a second. I'm like, are they eating baby Jesus' hay?
Yep, they were.
They were.
Well, you know, why don't you introduce the next listener, because she sent us a little video earlier, too.
I know, and I'm super excited to talk to Ellen from New York City. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, everybody. Merry Christmas. This is my first holiday show, and it's so fun.
Merry Christmas, Ellen.
How is everybody in Florida and Phoenix?
Well, doing great. I've got to tell you, the New York City at Christmas time has to be just such an awesome experience. I've wanted to do that for so long because it reminds me of Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks movies, you know, like you've got all those movies.
Absolutely.
So what is it like?
Magical. And here I'm born and raised in New York, and everybody knows that. And I live in Midtown Manhattan, not far from Times Square, although I'm more on the east side. And it's a family tradition to do all these touristy things. And here we are in the middle of Times Square. We went over to drop off Toys for Tots, donations of toys for the Marines and things like that. And my daughter and I came out of Toys R Us, and I said to her, shoot a video. I'm going to send it to Horses in the Morning. I don't know whether I'm late or whether it's going to get in. And we're standing in the middle of Times Square facing the ball that comes down, although I couldn't get much of it in the video. And my daughter recorded it on my phone. And people were looking at us like we were crazy. And I'm telling you, there were literally thousands of people in Times Square, and it was shut down to traffic. And people were trying to photobomb, but it was just fun. That's one thing I've never done before, filmed in the middle of Times Square. So Horses in the Morning rates. Here I am, a doctor of 30-some-odd years, filming in the middle of Times Square.
Yay!
So imagine that picture.
It's all, well, we but, can, because we have the video.
Well, yes, I
circulated
it, put it online, and I'm now wondering who's going to see this video, but I'm proud of it.
Only for you guys. Oh, Ellen, we love you so much. Thank you so much for joining us here on Horses in the Morning and just being a part of the Horse Radio Network. I love the video, and I'm coming to visit you next Christmas, okay? Get my couch ready.
Come and broadcast here in New York, too. All right.
Oh, my gosh, that'd be so fun. Oh, I would love that.
Yeah, we got to work on it. Okay, thanks again. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Ellen.
You too.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So does that mean that we're helping loosen people up or we're making them crazy? Which is it? I'm trying to figure that out.
I'm not quite sure. I think Happy Barbie was already crazy, and so we didn't really affect her all that much. But we're taking down a doctor. We should watch out.
Yes, a New York City doctor at that. Well,
uh-huh.
I have a couple more. You want to hear a couple more of our messages here?
Let's hear some more.
This is Joseph Berto from Equity Manufacturing. My wife Diane and I want to wish grace and peace to all the Horses in the Morning listeners and also to the hosts this Christmas season. We had a great time participating in the Equity Trivia game this year and hope everyone will join the fun next year on Really Bad Ads. Happy holidays, everyone!
Well, Jamie, I don't even think I had a chance to tell you. We're very happy to announce that Equity has signed on for another year and will be the title sponsor next year of Really Bad Ads every Friday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're very excited about that. And thank you to Joseph and the whole gang over there at Equity. That's fun. And we if you want to give us a call, it's 347-637-3238. We'd love to hear from anybody who wants to talk to us this morning. We're just here to have some fun and have some more sound files for you.
All right, Horse Radio Network. This is Gina Moronic from Wisconsin, and I just want to wish everyone a happy holidays. My off-track thoroughbred mare, Lark, and I hope that your horses stay cozy and sound, your friends and family are merry, and your 2015 is bright. Happy holidays.
Well said.
Thank you.
Amen.
Appreciate that. Here's a voice you'll recognize from Rollwax.
Oscar, how do you say Merry Christmas? So Merry Christmas from Celeste and Ben and the whole four-legged gang here on the farm. Happy holidays.
Aww.
Wasn't it Celeste and Ben you went out to dinner with at Rollwax this year?
Yeah. Yeah. You come around me, I'm going to drag you out somewhere, you know. Let's go out. And then I made them drink margaritas, too. I'm such a bad influence.
Now, listen to the beginning of this again and tell me what animal that is.
Oscar, how do you say Merry Christmas?
She's
doesn't sound like a tiger.
Celeste is being attacked by a dragon. Somebody watch out, Ben. Your wife is being eaten by a monster.
I thought at first it was like her horse, but that's not a horse. I don't know, what, the dog?
Do it. Play it again.
Okay. I'm not sure.
Oscar, how do you say Merry Christmas?
Oscar?
Merry Christmas.
A dragon. Oh, my
it is.
God. That's frightening.
I don't know what it was.
You know what?
Celeste, if you're listening, call us and tell us who Oscar is.
Are you alive? Are you okay? Do you need us to call 911? Are you trapped underneath a tiger's paw?
That was funny. That was funny. Well, while Jennifer's getting a couple more of the callers set up here, I have one. Let's play another one for you. I love how they put music with the third act. I didn't do that.
Oh, you didn't? Awesome.
Hello, this is Doreen Rose from Long Island, wishing everybody at the Horse Radio Network a very happy holiday season.
I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Aww. The music behind it, I didn't do that. They did that. Oh, we have a special guest coming up here, Jamie. Let's say hi to Uncle Jimmy. Uncle Jimmy, Merry Christmas!
Hey, Glenn, Jamie, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Oh, if I was any better, by God, I'd have to worry about that. I want to tell you something. I was inspired, totally inspired by Robin Dunahy's 12 Days of Christmas. In fact, I was inspired so much that I am quitting my day job and I'm going to write music for a living.
Oh, no. What did you do, Uncle Jimmy?
Well, I came up with a song, and I think it's going to be a hit. I think I'm going to end up going on The Voice. I'm not too sure. That's future plans, of course. You know. But
I'll vote for you.
Anyhow, I wrote this song last night, and I got because of Robin, and. I got broad shoulders, so if anybody wants to come on Uncle Jimmy's Facebook and tell me what they think, I can handle it. I mean, you know. So, anyhow, would you like to hear it?
Yeah, we're ready, Uncle Jimmy. That's it.
All right, brace yourself. Jingle bells, jingle bells, Uncle Jimmy's on the run, making sure that Santa's got Uncle Jimmy's squeezy buns. Hey, Santa's sleigh on the way, you can hear it ring-a-ling. You can bet that Santa's bag is full of licky things. Your horse that's in the stall may have my hanging balls, but sure as snow is slippy, he may want the big old licky. They last a long, long time with four flavors that don't rhyme, but your horse will love each one of them until Santa comes again. Oh, squeezy buns, hanging balls, lickies in the sleigh. May horses all around the world joy have joy throughout the day.
Oh, wow, that was fantastic. And as a person that used to have, like, you know, musical ties, I think you got something, Jimmy. I think there's a market for that.
Yeah, well, I think I'll just go upstairs and start making more balls. I think I'm better off doing that. You know?
That was well written, though. If not a singer, a songwriter for sure, Uncle Jimmy.
Well, I thank you very large. I was cleaning stalls last night, and it all came to me. comes to me when I'm cleaning stalls.
Yeah, the most amazing things come to you when you're cleaning stalls. I understand. That's when the brain does all its thinking, okay, is right then. Because it's just a mindless job. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Well, guys, I'll tell you what. Well, go ahead.
Uncle Jimmy, I just got an instant message from Robin Donahue, and that she says her choir is always looking for male voices. So you're welcome to join up with her.
Well, I'm going to go right now and buy a ticket to Texas, and I'll be right there.
That's awesome.
Oh, well, guys, I'd like to say Merry Christmas to you all, and here at Uncle Jimmy's, and may you have a beautiful holiday.
Thank you, Uncle Jimmy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We'll see you. Take care. Great song, by the way. You need to record
Thank
that
you.
And put it on your Facebook page for prosperity's sake. Yeah.
I'll do that.
All right. We'll see you, Uncle Jimmy.
All right. Bye-bye now.
That was really good.
That was awesome.
I'm impressed at how much talent our listeners and sponsors have, much more than we do.
Fantastic.
We better watch. They're going to be replacing us here before long. You watch. You want to say hi to Robert in Arizona?
Absolutely. Good morning, Robert. Merry Christmas.
Good morning, Jamie and Glenn and Jennifer, and Merry Christmas to you all. So I just wanted to call in.
Thank you. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, this is one of my few days off between now and the end of the year, and I didn't get a recorded message put in. Of course, it's kind of hard to beat my horse sneezing in my face. But,
yeah.
but since I didn't get a recorded message put in, I said, hey, it's my day off. There's no reason I can't go ahead and get up early in the morning and give you guys a call and wish everybody on the Horse Radio Network a Merry Christmas, and all the listeners out there who follow you guys and who have friended me on Facebook and or I've friended, and, you know, like Uta said earlier, we're just like one big happy family, and it wouldn't be that way without you guys. So really appreciate it and just want to say thank you.
Now, I got to ask you, Robert, because you are, first of all, we love you and thank you for being a part of the Horse Radio Network family. You're also one that has adopted a MASH horse, which, you know, I'm a huge fan of. And I just wanted to know, how is Mr. Sham doing?
Well, I had that little scare with his legs where he was hobbling around after he had hurt himself somehow, being rambunctious little kid that he is. Mm-hmm. And so the x-rays showed that there was no internal damage, and so it's just a matter of some rehabilitation time. We're still trying to get him tamed down. He is definitely a strong-spirited horse, and so still working on getting him tamed down so we can work with his feet. So once we can do that, then we'll have to put him in some special shoes for a little bit where they can put a splint on him. But the vet that came out actually specializes in leg injuries, which I was really happy. And he says he really doesn't see anything, you know, that would prevent him from being a rideable horse in the future. So everything's still looking good. We just got to get him to that point. But the boy is growing like crazy.
He is huge. I just saw some pictures on Facebook, and he is huge. Now,
yes,
not
he is.
That... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yes, he is, because when I first got him and put pictures, he was right around the same size as the other two I have, and now he just towers over them.
Yeah, he really does. He needed some good love to start growing, but we appreciate that. And please tell that beautiful pregnant wife of yours that we said hello and Merry Christmas, okay?
Oh, I certainly will. I told her she can just go ahead and stay in bed. Usually she gets up early with me, and before I go to work in the mornings, I told her, you know, you need to stay in bed. You need to sleep right now. And
good husband. Yay. That's awesome.
Yeah, this year we're not going to do much for Christmas because I got to work, but we're looking at it's like, well, this year and next year we don't have to do too much, but the following year, because the baby will be old enough, I'm going to have to break out all the old Christmas decorations and dust them off and buy new ones and do it right for the new kids.
Well, thank you very much. And tell the ponies we said hi, and tell Magumi we said hi, and Merry Christmas. And thank you so much for calling in and being a part of the Horses in the Morning family.
Well, thank you all again, and Merry Christmas to you all.
Thank you, Robert. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Glenn.
Oh, and Robert, you know, keep in mind that get all the sleep you can, because next year you're not getting any. So just stack it up, because babies are going to come and you're going to be sounding like Jamie every day. So,
if only it worked like that. If I could have stacked it up, I'd have slept for 9 months. If I only knew.
Well, you know, our sponsor on this holiday party is, of course, Omega Alpha. And I see somebody calling in here, Jamie. It's Dr. Chang. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Glenn. Merry Christmas, Jamie. I just thought I'd give you guys a call and to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, the listeners, and the good work that you guys do on the radio. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Dr. Chang, thank you so much. I was going to do a commercial about one of your products today that I have some personal experience with. Would you like to hear my weekend with Omega Alpha story?
Sure. Which one was that, by the way? Is it Chill to Calm You Down?
No. It's close. She needs to make a long story short, I do. I was at a Christmas party over the weekend, and they had one of those bouncy castles. And they had, like, generators going for the bouncy castle and for all this other stuff. Well, I get into the bouncy castle. There's, like, 100 kids, and the generator, like, the way that the fumes come out was actually pointing into the bouncy castle. And I was in there, and I'm like, what is that smell? And long story short, they finally moved the generator. No other child noticed. I was in there. I could not breathe. And it was awful. So the next morning, I wake up, and my chest still – by the way, I would like you all to know that I kind of saved everybody's life. Thank you very much. Anyway, so I get up the next morning. This is Saturday morning, and my chest hurts from breathing in the fumes being in that bouncy castle and the generator and the gas fumes. So, Dr. Chang, I went out to the back, and I decided that I needed to swig some equine airwaves.
That's funny. That probably opened up the bronchioles.
Dr. Chang, I got to tell you, my husband was like, do not consume that. I said, honey, it's all natural. It's herbal. It's fine. So I swig. It was a new bottle, so I opened it up. I took a swig because I use that stuff all the time being in the desert here in the dust.
Uh-huh.
And it is amazing. First of all, it tastes very pepperminty, like there's a peppermint oil or something, but the aftertaste, got to work on that, Dr. Chang. Put a little more sugar in there or something. But I got to tell you, it really worked really, really well. And my lungs immediately, within 30 seconds, felt better. It was awesome.
Oh,
and I thought, well, my God, this stuff does work. It really does.
It's easy to conceal. We have a lot of people who use rather than use a human product, they go straight to the equine version. And you know what? It's the same herbs we use. The only difference is that sometimes we put a different label on the bottle. One for human, one for horse.
Well, so, I just hope good. That the human version of equine airwaves has a better aftertaste, all I'm saying. But,
well, we do. We changed up the taste a little bit, but all the medicinals are the same, you know?
It was awesome. It really worked really well, and I was kind of surprised at how quickly I felt relief. And I thought, well, I know it works in the horses, but I was definitely surprised. And my human dosing, I didn't even have to use a syringe. I just kind of swigged it from the bottle.
Hey, Dr. Chang,
you just contaminated a bottle.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I got to play this because I might not have a chance again this year. So I'm just going to, because she was.
I don't want to be that girl. That's what they play when they think I'm being ridiculous, Dr. Chang. So thanks very much for that, Glenn.
Dr. Chang, on behalf of the Horse Radio Network, we want to thank you for your sponsorship this past year. And we have so enjoyed having you come on once a month. And it really helped the listeners out with some education. You actually bring something serious to the show, and we need that at least once a month. So thank you for doing that. We appreciate it.
Well, I am glad, but I hope I'm not what they call a killjoy, you know, because
no.
All I do is serious stuff.
I don't think so. No, we love you. We love your company. We love your products. And just thank you so much.
Well, thank you for everything. And once again, Merry Christmas to you and all of your listeners out there in Horse Radio Network land. Take care.
Thank you,
well,
Dr. Chang. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas. Do they celebrate Christmas in Canada, Glenn? Is that what they do?
Yes,
they do that up there?
They do that up there, yes. They celebrate Christmas. And I tell you, we can ask. There's somebody that's waiting on here that has never, ever been on the live show because he always said he was too scared to come on, but he can tell us how they celebrate in Canada. And I don't know, Jamie, that you've talked to him too much, and that's Philip, the host of the Dressage Radio Show.
Aww.
Hey, Philip. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays and all of that.
Do you celebrate Christmas in Canada, Philip?
Of course. It just comes with more snow.
They get a guaranteed.
And I'm pretty sure Santa Claus is Canadian because he's so nice and he gives so much.
Oh.
And fighting words. Actually, you're probably right.
Well, I'm feeling pretty high on the horse, as it were, because we won the trivia challenge, us Canadians, on the Dressage Radio Show.
Yeah, Glenn, he did take you down, didn't he? That's you know, I mean, from what I understand, Reese is plotting her revenge right now.
As usual, yeah. Yeah, but she won't get her chance for a while, so we can play it out for a bit.
That's right. You and Rhonda kicked butt. And actually, if you want to hear that, it's over in Dressage Radio right now on the website, so they can take a listen or on the app. But, Philip, this is your first time being brave enough to call in. Are you going to sing a Christmas song for us like everybody else?
Don't push your luck. I can always hang up, right?
He's like, I quit. I quit my job. I hate you. I'll never talk to you again.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Philip, you've been a great, great, great addition to the Horse Radio Network hosts. And I know you didn't get to make the whole host show, and this gives me a chance to plug that on Wednesday on all the different shows, including this one. We're going to be playing the all-host show. Ask Philip where he was, Jamie, during the all-host show.
I heard you were on vacation. Where were you, and how jealous am I going to be?
On vacation in Costa Rica.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, when you live in the cold, you have to go to warm places to get a little sunshine. Yeah. So
you mean you're not taking a ski vacation up there?
No, not at all. No, thank you. I wanted to sit on the beach and drink drinks with umbrellas and fruit in it. So yeah, that's where we were. It was pretty awesome. And so, yeah, I missed the all-host episode this year. But I've done it before. You know, I'm not new to this thing. I'm just new to the live thing, right?
Yeah, that's right. He's going to be co-hosting. Next time I'm out, Philip's going to co-host with you, Jamie.
I would love it.
Oh, yeah, really? Really? There you go, pushing your luck again. Yeah.
He didn't want to work with me. He works with a Reese, an actual dressage girl. Philip, well, thank you so much for calling
in.
And we just really appreciate it. And we love the Dressage Radio Show, and I'm so glad you're a part of it.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Thanks for the invite, and I'm happy to call in and say hi to you guys. It's pretty fun. All the hosts on the Horse Radio Network are pretty fun to talk to, and it's easy for anybody whoever wants to call in or we get interviews with, they figure out it's pretty easy to be on the radio after a little while.
Yeah, it is. And
Merry Christmas, Philip.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to all the listeners, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Well, that was nice. It's the first time he's ever done that. Well, we have, we'll go right to another contributor to the Stable Scoop radio show on a regular basis, and that's Ellie. She just moved on me. Hi, Ellie. Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Good morning. Merry Christmas. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you so much for contributing. She does tips for us, training tips on the Stable Scoop radio show once a month, and we really appreciate that, Ellie.
No worries. I always look forward to once a month coming on and sharing some knowledge and chatting to you guys. It's always so much fun. So, and I know how much of a huge difference you guys do make. It's just the people that I've met since I've been here in America that have heard me on the show as well. I never imagined meeting people that way.
Well, it's been fun having you. Now, is this your first Christmas here in the United States?
It is, and I'm jumping on a train tomorrow with my little girl, and we're going up to New York, so we're going to have the white Christmas.
Wow, that's terrific. That'll be a lot of fun for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Merry Christmas, Ellie. You guys have a wonderful time in New York, and we really appreciate you and thank you for all the help you've given us over the year.
Oh, thank you so much, and I look forward to speaking with you in the new year.
Very good. Merry Christmas. You and
Bye.
Your little one. She's so sweet. She comes on and does training tips for us. She's a natural horse trainer, and she does great tips for us. Much fun.
I don't care what she says. I could listen to her read a phone book. I mean, my gosh, I love that accent.
Me too. I love having her on the show. Well, we're going next. We're going to head over to HRTV World. We have Donnie on here with us who's going to tell us what the programming is like over the Christmas season on HRTV. Merry Christmas, Donnie.
Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for having me today.
Well, you're here on party day, so I can't guarantee we're going to be all serious. That might not happen. But
no, I heard you're having a lot of fun, and that's good. I woke up a little groggy this morning, so I need to have a little pep up.
We'll fix that,
okay.
Dottie.
Thank you very much.
So what's going on?
Well, we've got a lot of stuff going on at HRTV for the Christmas holiday, and I'm just so grateful to be able to share it with your viewers today. We've got special racing programming on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and then we've also got special programming for our equestrian fans on Christmas Day in particular, and I'm very excited about it all. And it's a wide range of things. What would you like to hear about first, racing or equestrian?
Let's hear equestrian first.
Equestrian first. Okay. It's a day with Monty Roberts in the morning for the family. We have a new show from Monty called Peace and Goodwill. It's a show he did where, are you familiar with his join up?
Monty joins
up with horses in a nonviolent way and gets the horses' confidence. Well, he has also in the process learned that in building the confidence and the trust in the horse, it also does something to people. And he has taken that join-up process and now works with veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Wow.
And as they go through this process, we all know that horses are good for people who have disabilities. But as they go through the join-up process with the horses, they learn to trust. They trust themselves again. They learn that this big animal that could be a danger, which, you know, they're very sensitive to any danger, this very big animal can be their friend again. And there's something about that join-up process that calms veterans and gives them a sense of self-confidence again. And so he's been doing this for some time, and the show that we're premiering on Christmas Day, is a show that shows what happens with the veterans, and God bless them all. So we hope you enjoy that. There's this family block that is the Monty Roberts block, and it starts, it's in the morning, it's at 6 o'clock Eastern, and it's also been repeats at 10 o'clock Eastern. And it starts with that show, and then we have two episodes of his story, Shy Boy. And Shy Boy is the story of a wild Mustang that he brought in from the wild, trained, joined up with the horse, and trained. And then a year or so later, took the horse out again and said, you know what, this horse probably belongs with this herd, and took the horse out again to his herd. And it's a very heartwarming story with a lovely ending. So I hope that everyone, all the families, get a chance to tune in the morning see that. And for the balance of the day, we're doing polo. HRTV is we've just really recently picked up a bunch of polo, and so we're running in the morning. We're running the Westchester Cup, 2013 Westchester Cup. That starts at, well, I guess it's not morning, it's in the morning in the west, but it's 2 o'clock in the east. And then we're running the C.V. Whitney Polo Cup Polo Championships. And you all may know C.V. Whitney was a polo player and as well as a thoroughbred breeder and owner. So there's something
there
for everyone.
Well, Donnie, let me see if I got this right. So for the women on Christmas Day, you have heartwarming stories of joining up with horses and then hot guys playing polo. So you
what?
Pretty much
yes.
got the whole day covered, right?
No, I never thought of it that way. And you know what? And then we're premiering this new polo, 2 full hours of the Maserati 110th U.S. Polo Championship. And that starts at 6, and then it will repeat again at 10. So, yes, we've got hot guys.
Dottie, is that shirtless polo? Is that the second match shirtless polo? Is that what I was getting at?
No.
Okay.
No, this is proper. In the Westchester Cup in particular, that one's from England, and I think the prince is there, Prince Charles. But
no, you know, Jamie doesn't care if the prince goes shirtless. She doesn't care. I mean, it doesn't bother her.
Is it Prince Harry, and is he shirtless? Because that's
no,
what I'm curious.
No, it's Prince Charles, and you wouldn't. Well,
married.
Prince Charles.
Yeah, I don't want to see Prince Charles shirtless, but God love him.
anyway, and then
That's
there's
awesome.
The Maserati. Great. And then, but the racing programming that we have is fabulous too. We start on Christmas Eve with the Gulfstream replay, and that's really exciting. And then we have HRTV Rewind, and we take a look at what's going on, what has gone on in the last year in racing, and we review what's happened. We have the best of Across the Board running during the day as well. And so it's a good day for racing. And then we wind up with a show called This is Santa Anita, all about Santa Anita racing that's upcoming, that starts the next day on the 26th.
Very good.
It is, there's no reason to not sit in front of your TV and stare at HRTV or your computer, well, whichever one you have. But I have to ask a question. We don't get it here. And is there a way that you can request HRTV on your network? Like I have DirecTV?
Yeah, the answer is yes. You can do one of two things. You can certainly write to them directly or call them directly. And then also you can go to our website. And on our website, if you click on where can I find HRTV, you could put in your zip code, and if we're available in your area, it will pop up. But there'll also be a little link there that says, I want to request HRTV. And so you can do it right through our computer, and it goes to us, and it goes to DirecTV directly.
Doing it right now.
Oh, aren't you a good sport? Good for you. We like that. Keep them coming. And we'd also like to offer. We'd also like to offer. Oh, go ahead.
I just said, I'm sick of hearing about all these awesome shows that I can't watch on TV. DirecTV, come on. Let's get this together.
I'll tell you what. Let me give you a Christmas gift. You can try HRTV for free. And you can try it for free. Merry Christmas. Go on to the website, and as you register for it, you get a first month free, and it's called Try Free. So just use the promo code Try Free, TRYFREE in all caps.
Hey, Dottie, I have a quick question for you, too. Any chance you guys are going to be going to Roku Box anytime soon?
The answer is yes. We're looking at all of those technologies, and we're working on them. We're very excited about them. We'll have some announcements in the new year. So there will be
okay,
lots
yeah,
more.
I just got my first Roku about a month ago, and I love, love, love that thing. It's the easiest way to watch programming from the Internet on your TV, and it just works. I just love it. The interface
Isn't
is great. I love it. I really
now,
do like it.
Now, why did you choose Roku? Why did you choose
because
Roku?
Because I heard, I'm a kind of geeky that way, I listen to all the podcasts, and they all said the Roku streams seamlessly, and it really does. There's no buffering. Like, when I try and watch through any other service, when I try and watch YouTube videos, I would just get the constant buffering on my TV because of the wireless connection, but the Roku just does it perfectly. You have Netflix is better, Hulu's better, all of them are better on the Roku. It just works. It's
wow.
So cool.
Well, that's great,
Roku.
Because you can see live streaming equestrian programming on HRTV as well as live racing, you know.
Right.
We just did the Paris Gucci Masters, which was a series of 3 days of big show jumping events, and we're going to be doing the Hong Kong Masters.
Get on the Roku, Dottie. Get on it.
All right. We'll do it.
HRTV.com. Thanks, Dottie.
Thank you. Merry, Merry Christmas. Okay, bye.
I can't wait for them to get on the Roku. It'll be so much easier. By the way, I do love my Roku box. I highly recommend it for a Christmas gift for anybody that likes to watch TV and is frustrated trying to watch like Netflix on TV or, you know, all the other systems just don't work. Chrome has their Chromecast one, and it's terrible. It was awful. I basically threw it away.
So,
well,
Glenn, am I guessing that you went out and bought yourself a Roku right before Christmas instead of getting it as a Christmas present from your wife?
Oh, yes.
Are you that guy?
There was no,
you're that guy?
Yeah, I'm that guy. I am that guy. Yes, I am. Well, let's hear from Equestrian Collections. And then we have a poem from Colleen. So let's listen to this. I think you'll like it.
Hi there, everybody. This is Chris Duggan at Equestrian Collections. And I'd just like to take brief moments of your time to wish you all a super Merry Christmas this year from me and also from all of our staff here. We're still being very, very busy Christmas elves today, but by the time you're listening to this, hopefully we'll all be back at home with our feet up and returning to doing some packing, which after the thousands and thousands of boxes packed, maybe we won't do the Christmas wrapping, but I just wanted to stop a moment and thank you all very, very much for buying from us, for being our customers, also listening to some of the episodes that we've done with Glenn on products. So I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful holiday.
Hi, this is Colleen Peachy from Pennsylvania. I just wanted to call in to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to Glenn, Jen, and Jamie, and to all the other listeners.
Yay.
And, of course, to the equines as well. After all, that's what brings us together here to listen to HRN, right? I'm sending out a special Merry Christmas to my sister Lorraine and to my boys Ripley, Mark, and Rufus. I love listening to horses in the morning each day as I sit at my desk, and I can't believe that I only started listening earlier this year. It is great to get my daily dose of horse-related news, education, and fun. I also have truly enjoyed connecting with some of the other listeners on Facebook as well. So here's my special shout-out to my friend Uta. Truly listening to the show has inspired me to accomplish some things this year. As some of you might know, I like to think I have a bit of a knack for writing. So instead of listening to my horrible voice as I sang, I rewrote The Night Before Christmas, so hope you all enjoy. "'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the stable the hay in the loft was stacked from floor to gable. The aisleway was swept and the AM grain measured as prompt feeding in the morning for the four-leggeds is treasured. The horses all dozed peacefully in their stalls while in their dreams they ran with new jolly balls. Even the barn cats had curled up to sleep, and the barn mice scurried to find crumbs without even a peep. When out in the drive there arose such a roar that several drowsy heads popped over their stall doors. A diesel pickup truck slowed down and came to a stop when what should happen but the door opened with a pop. A small girl hopped down onto the ground and her boots started moving, clearly barn-bound. All bundled up in a scarf, coat, and mittens, she paused to leave some toy mice for the big barn kittens. The head started bobbing and eyes shone bright because the girl's special visit was such a delight. Stopping at each door with a carrot in hand, the girl gave each horse one treat as planned. When all of a sudden came a soft nicker, and the girl gasped and hurried all the quicker, she moved towards the stall at the end of the row, where a small pair of ears were pricked and eyes were aglow. The girl's face broke into a smile, and her best friend, her pony, snuffled her face all the while. She dug out a special apple from her coat, and another nicker broke out from the pony's throat. He took the special treat, crunching and munching, while the girl looked on with a shiver, fingers in her mittens bunching. She pulled off the mittens, sticking one hand inside her pony's rug, and wrapped her other arm around his neck to give him a hug. The pony stopped crunching and bowed his head to hug the girl back to make up for words that couldn't be said. For he was her pony and she was his girl, and they had a bond with none other in the world. The girl and the pony together were froze, until the girl gave her pony a kiss on the nose. To the girl, her pony was the most wondrous sight, and so she whispered to him, 'Merry Christmas and have a good night.'"
Aww.
Isn't that sweet?
Oh my gosh, that was so beautiful.
That was sweet. That's Colleen from Pennsylvania.
Love it. Love it. I don't know what to say after that. I got good news for you.
What's that?
Okay. So, Cosmic One, who is Zenyatta's first baby, has been working out at the track. Now he's in California and potentially could have his career debut at Santa Anita in January or February. I'll believe it when I see it. But they're saying he could have his career debut at Santa Anita January or February. Now, this was a part of the article that was on the Daily Racing Forum, DRF.com. However, I am not a subscriber, and I could not read the rest of the article. So all I got was that first sentence. It's not fair. I feel like I should pay $24.95 or whatever. It's just to read the rest of the dang article. If anybody has the rest of that article, besides the first sentence saying Cosmic One, the first full produced by 2010 Horse of the Year is endowed, he could may have his career debut at Sanity in January or February. That's it. That's all I got. If you have the rest of that, I'll give you a dollar. Please.
There you go.
I need to know.
Well, I have something too that I really want to put out there. We're not going to do a lot of news today, but this is one I really wanted to do because she's been on so many of our shows this year, and she's such a cool teenager. Her name is Sydney Collier, and you might recognize that name because of her dog Journey. And they were at the WEG this year, and remember Journey, her full size poodle. Got credentials because Journey is a helper dog, so he got credentialed. He was the first dog to ever be credentialed at the WEG, and she did such a great job at the WEG riding for the Parrot team in the United States that Sydney won the Against All Odds FEI Award at the FEI ceremonies, and Princess Haya gave her the award, and it was the last award that Princess Haya is going to ever give anyone.
Aww.
Because immediately after that, now she has resigned, and the new guy is going to be taking over. So how cool for Sydney, and Journey was there. The picture has them all there, Princess Haya, Journey, and Sydney all there, and she looked very, very happy. She's such a sweet girl and has been a guest many times on our shows. So congratulations to Sydney and the United States Parrot Team for that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I do have one little news story for you. Well, not just a news story. It's kind of pointing us to 2015 for those that do enjoy the part of horse racing on this show. I just want to let everybody know that ESPN did an article of the horses to watch in 2015. They did not include Charlotte Desjardins and Vallegro. It's all racehorses. So sadly, it'll be just racehorses. But it was really cool. I just want to point out, number one, they had a horse. These are the horses to watch in 2015. Honor Code, he was supposed to be one of the superstars this year, but he got hurt, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he's back. They say his trainer, Suge McGee, he says he's bigger and stronger, and he's going to start racing in 2015. So they say that's a horse to watch. Number two is a horse named Dortmund, Dortmund. And the really cool thing about Dortmund is, he's the California Chrome of next year. They're saying this is potentially the horse that is going to win the Kentucky Derby. He has raced three times now and won all three races, one being last Saturday at a grade one stakes race that he won. So Dortmund, Kentucky Derby winner. Number three, Palace Malice. Palace Malice was retired this past year. He was the one that won the Belmont a couple years ago. He has seven wins. They retired him, and Three Chimneys was like, you know what? Let's bring him back after he was hurt and retired, and then they brought him back, and he's going to be running again, campaigning. And then number four and number five, ESPN article. Number four and number five are joined together, and it's called The Princes. And I was like, what horse is The Princes? They're talking about Cosmic One, the son of Bernardini and Zenyatta, and Jess's Dream, the son of Curlin and Rachel Alexandra. They are being called The Princes. How awesome is that? ESPN's calling The Princes. So apparently you can go to Las Vegas and you can bet on either Jess's Dream or Cosmic One to win the Kentucky Derby, and they'll give you 60-1 odds that'll hold until the race. So you got $100, you want to go drop in and bet on one of these horses, you can go ahead and do that. So there you go.
That's cool, The Princes. I really like that. That's neat.
I know. I love it. The Princes. And it was so cool that it wasn't like the DRF or Blood Horse that did that. It was ESPN that called them The Princes. The Princes. So it'll be fun to watch. And they've been working out, and they've been doing – I have them in my, virtual stable on the Thoroughbred Connect website and all this. So I get all these information about them, and I'm so – I love following them. And you can tell that – Rachel Alexandra and Curlin's son, Jess's Dream, they're really, he's running really fast, and he's rushing really, really, they seem to be wanting to race him a lot sooner than Cosmic One, because he runs really slow in the works. Bless his little heart. They're probably just letting him take it easy.
If you want to give us a call, it's 347-637-3238. The lines are open now. You have a chance to call in and not have to wait. So now's the time to do that if you would love to hear from everybody. And you are listening to Horses in the Morning. This is our Christmas call-in party. This will be the last live show that Jamie and I do for the for 2014. We will be back tomorrow with Kim Baker and the Kim Baker Show. She has a reading another one of our listeners. So horses. So I think you'll enjoy that. And a complete show lined up for you there, the all-host show on Wednesday. We do have programming for you throughout the next 2 weeks, even though that we won't be here live. We have some great programming for you, so definitely tune in for that. Would you like to hear a song from Lynn in Michigan?
Absolutely. I love the listeners in
Michigan
themselves.
Here we come, a-wassailing among the leaves so green. Here we come, a wandering so fair to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year. All hail wassail, and a cup of good cheer to all at Horse Radio Network. Merry Christmas.
Sure, that wasn't even easy to sing. That was hard. That was hard. Good job.
Yeah, that was Lynn in Michigan. Well, I gotta ask you. You talked about it. You posted a picture of the wonderful halter that your husband got for you from the proper place in Kentucky, where all of the racehorses that are true racehorses get their halters from. Did he get you anything else?
Oh, Glenn. You just had to do this to me. I'm going to get divorced over this.
He's not nearby, is he? She told us the story earlier before the show.
I did, and I told you before the show, so I didn't have to talk about it on the air. But you know what? Bless my heart. That's what I do. So, he decided that, we were at the Diamond D Ranch in Idaho. I really got into archery, and I really had fun. And listeners know that I was, like, calling myself, Katniss Everdeen. And I was, like, taking the bow out from behind my back and drawing it and letting it go, and it was so much fun. So my husband decides that that's what he needs to get me for Christmas is a bow and arrow. And I thought, I didn't know, it was a surprise, but on yesterday morning we're sitting there and I open this tiny little package and it says 1 of 4. And so I open it up and it was like these little arrow tips, and I thought, oh, that's cool, because it sounded like fishing lures when I was shaking the box, and then I open this next one that looks like it should be a fishing pole, and it's a bunch of arrows. And then I opened the next thing, and it was this, like, wrist guard thing. And I thought, well, that's weird. I don't know what that is. And then he brings in this thing that was totally wrapped up, and I'm like, oh, it's the bow, it's the bow, it's the bow. Can I just explain to you how my husband works? Not, oh, she's Merida galloping on her Shire shooting at things, or she's Katniss Everdeen shooting this little bow. No, he gets me a freaking, like, $350 compound bow, Glenn, which looks like a freaking killing machine. It has levers and pulleys and buttons and all this crap on it. You don't even have to pull the string. You attach the wrist guard to the string, and it has a trigger. And I open it up, and he's so excited because, like, he's done all this research on height and weight and the arrows are custom made to fit my size and all this crap. And I open this thing up. I'm like, what is this? And he's like, it's a compound bow. It's really fancy. It's really nice. I'm like, so... if you have seen the most recent Hunger Games where Katniss Everdeen shoots down the spaceship that's flying over, that's what this thing will do. And here's me, like, I like kind of drawing it and shooting it. No, this thing you have to have equipment for. It's like 150 pounds. You lift it up. My arm is sore from just holding it. This thing is a monstrosity, Glenn. I literally could kill an animal from, like, 300 yards with this thing. He's like, you don't understand the tension and the string and the power that you get. I'm like, what kind of power do I need? I'm like, this is overkill, babe. And he's so excited, and I'm like, this is just a little bit of an overkill. And he's like, no, this is going to be so fun. And he comes outside, and he's, like, shooting it like crazy. let me just tell you, I couldn't hit the side of a barn with that thing. I don't know what's going on. I was really good at the other little one. You get me some, there's like a sight, Glenn, on the drawback string. There's a, like a little circle for a sight. I went, there's laser lights in it, Glenn. Laser lights to help you find your target. I'm like, are we going hungry? Do I need to go shoot some squirrels and feed the family? Because that's what this, that, actually, this thing
you
is
know
shoot
what
a
I
rhinoceros.
Thought of, you know, I thought of first thing was, you have had problems with gophers in the past. If you could get some of those arrows with the explosives on that Katniss had, you could take care of that gopher problem. Really
oh, my
good.
God. Glenn, I'd shoot one into the ground. I'd take care of gophers for 3 miles. This is ridiculous, this thing.
Did you actually say that? This poor guy. I mean, I feel bad for him because I've done the same thing. I've gotten the totally expensive, inappropriate gift before. And, you know, we think we're doing good. We try so hard. He did all the research. And, of course, he's a fighter pilot, so he's going to make sure that all the specs are correct and, you know, to get into all the nitty-gritty details. So you just ended up being...
I don't want to be that girl. Girl, best girl, best girl.
You really
I
did.
Literally... He's like, well, let's go take it out and shoot it. You know, he sets up this giant target. And Glenn... I don't know where the target was, but I did not come close to it. I had to go out into the pasture and hunt arrows for like an hour because I shot him so off the target that it wasn't even – he's like, well, we have to get it sighted for you. I'm like, what do you mean? There's more to do? This is ridiculous. My God.
I hope you don't shoot any
Southwest
of these near your horses. I hope you do not shoot this thing near your
horse. No, he was like, let's turn it and shoot it over here. I was like, Chad, there's horses over there. He's like, they're like 100 yards away. I'm like, that's too close. Like, that's ridiculous. Oh, my God. Yeah, there's no – I think that I could take down the Southwest Airlines jet with this thing. It literally is that big. It's monstrous. And so he's like, well, let's go in and let's look on YouTube and let's watch some videos on how to shoot it. Well, I was like, okay, because at this point I'm like, I'm trying to make him happy, you know. And so I go sit down, and the first video he clicks on, it's this man that is wearing camouflage face paint and is wearing all camouflage gear and is shooting at deer targets. And he's like, boom, right in the heart. I got it. I'm like, I can't watch this. I can't watch this. I don't want to shoot anything. I'm like, do you expect me to compete with this thing? I don't understand what is the end goal. I said, you know, like suction cup arrows would be fine with me. I'm fine with that. That would be great. I won't kill anybody. This thing, like, I think that if I was just to use a regular bow and arrow and the strength that I have, I might actually hit somebody and it would bounce off. This thing would drive through a car. It's insane. Boom. It scared me.
I have shot one of those before, and it's an experience because pulling the thing's even an experience because it pulls really hard and then goes loose, and it's like, it's weird. It's just, it is strange. And I had a recurve bow like you shot when you were out in the mountains. And we had that. We used to like to shoot that. But I can understand what your concerns are because you really can shoot an arrow about 100 miles an hour with that thing.
Hey, somebody would like to wish us a Merry Christmas. Say hi, honey.
Hi, honey. Merry Christmas.
He just walked in. Perfect timing.
I think divorce is in the order here before long.
So where were we? We were talking about Cosmic One and his debut in January.
And how wonderful Quinlan was, and the halter. It was beautiful.
Yes, the halter. I posted the picture on Facebook. Honey, everybody's jealous of me. It's awesome. Love you.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get me divorced.
Well, you're dealing with that issue. we have Christy on the line who hosts once a month here this show with the CHA. Hi, Christy.
Hi, you two. How's it going today?
Good. Merry
hey,
Christmas.
Christy.
Merry Christmas. I have loved listening in. You guys are cracking me up. I'm thinking, well, now we have to do that as mounted archery. You know, that's the way to go. And, you know, regardless of how strong it is, let's just get it done.
Christy, that is what I wanted to do with my little bow and arrow. I was going to be galloping bareback and bridleless. This thing, I can't hold it on my horse. It'll spook him. My God.
That's awesome.
It's, like, it's too heavy. It's huge. I can't ride and carry this 400-pound monstrosity of a bow and arrow concoction with gear shifts and laser bites.
Hey, I have another question. Did he get you the little black Katniss outfit, too, or?
You would think that that would have been the first thing, Glenn. No Katniss outfit, a wrist guard,
well,
with a hair trigger.
Right. the Katniss outfit's the first thing I thought of. Well, hi, Christy. Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas. Are you getting a white Christmas in Colorado?
We had a little tiny bit last night, but not enough to do much. So I don't think so. I think we're going to be like a pretty decent Christmas as far as for those that like it a little bit warmer. So, no, I don't think we're going to get our snow till February, March. Then I think we're in trouble. But as of right now, no, we're pretty mellow here. I was able to teach a bunch of riding lessons on Saturday. I got to ride my own horse. I actually listened to Jennifer's tagline. What a concept. Go ride my horse. And I did.
Well, I'm glad. That's good. Now, and you're heading, Jamie, you're heading to Oklahoma. So I don't know if they're going to have snow there either. You might... I don't know that there's too many places going to have snow this year. And I know there's a storm up in the Northeast, but it's mostly rain.
Yeah, there's no snow in the forecast because I wouldn't have gone. No, it's actually going to be pretty nice from what I understand in Oklahoma, or at least that's what they tell me. I'll probably get there and it's like tornadoes and snow and hurricane. I don't know. You know, they lie to me all the time.
Well, Christy, thank you so much again for hosting for the CHA once a month. We really appreciate you being here, and I look forward to talking to you in January.
Thank you. It's been a really fun year, and we're excited about it. You guys have a wonderful Christmas, okay?
All right. Thank you, Christy. Merry Christmas.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Well, I have a couple more sound files here for you. These couple short ones, and then I have another song. So let's listen to these.
Merry Christmas, everyone, at the Horse Radio Network, from me, Fiona, and all my horsey friends in England.
Hello, this is Nancy Janine Bowman from Tucson, Arizona, calling to wish you a very Merry Christmas and thank you for all what you do. Have a Merry, Merry Christmas.
This is Lynn from Michigan.
Oh, wrong one.
Merry Christmas to Glenn and Jamie, and Merry Kids Millers join the family. Merry Christmas, horses in the morning, listeners and advertisers too. Good tidings you bring, and five-legged horses. We wish you a Merry Christmas from a horse lover in Texas. Merry Christmas, you guys.
That was Phyllis Wynn, another listener that we have in Texas. Wasn't that fun? And five-legged horses, too. You have to be a true fan of Hit'em to know exactly what we were talking about there. That was sort of the South Park version of...
that was fun.
That was pretty good. And I want to replay one because it gets us in good with our advertisers. This was Robin from earlier in the show. If you missed it, I'm going to replay it again because... our advertisers like what
we
do. Hello
to everyone listening to the best podcast ever. This year, I thought I would torture you with a revamp of the 12 Days of Christmas. But don't worry, I'll only sing the last verse. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 pounds of Redmond Rock, 11 tubs of Nalox, 10 zombie donkeys, 9 jars of Dr. Rose's, 8 containers of Biotic 8, 7 pads from Fleece Works, 6 doll nameplates from Easy Signs, 5 elements for animals, 4 back on track wraps of 3 pack of Flexin Forks, and 2 Uncle Jimmy's hanging balls, and a My Little Pony. Merry Christmas, everyone, from the very much now extremely banned Robin Donahue from Texas.
I'd have to get new tights.
I'm going to add that to the end every time you play it.
Well, this has been a fun show and an absolutely fun year. Thank you so much, Jamie. I do look forward to every morning when we get together. We will have programming over the next 2 weeks, but Jamie and I are taking a much, and Jennifer are taking a much needed break. And thank you to Jennifer for booking all the guests that she books for all the different shows here, Horses in the Morning and the network. You know, I think she's probably booked over 1,000 guests this year. And who would have think that there'd be that many people to talk to in the horse world, but there are, and we certainly have had some fun ones. We have some best of shows planned for you and some best of Jamie moments that I didn't tell her I was going to be putting into shows, coming up over the next couple of weeks. I had a tough time picking because you've been that girl so often that it was.
Well, God, twice in this show. That's crazy.
It's been tough to choose. By the way, did your husband, like, pack his bag and leave the house? Or
he's going to work. He's like, we'll talk later.
Uh-oh.
Great. I'm in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Thanks, Glenn.
You know what I would do if I were you, if you want to get out of this, is you go out today when he's at work and you buy the Katniss Everdeen outfit, and when he gets home, you're wearing it. That he'll forget all about
it. That's a good idea. I'll put a single braid down with my hair and put on something. We'll think about that.
You'd be holding that monstrosity of a bow he got you when he gets home, you know, with the quiver on your back. What guy wouldn't fall for that?
I'll be pointing at the airline that I just took out of the sky as it crashes down.
This has been fun. Thank you to all of our listeners today and every day this year and all of our terrific sponsors. Without them, we couldn't do this show, and we're so glad that they're happy and continuing into the new year. We really appreciate that, too. And thank you, Jamie, for 4 fun years.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. You know what? You got me all squishy on the all-host episode. So if you guys want to hear me get really squishy and lovey-dovey to Glenn, you can listen to that. But, you know, it is. It's a family here between our listeners and our sponsors and you guys. It's just a total family. I had no idea what I was walking into 4 years ago, and I just couldn't be happier to be a part of it. So thank you guys very much. We love you all. We will post the winners of the call-in contest on Facebook a little bit later. So we love you guys. Have a great, great Christmas and happy new year. And we'll talk to you again. When am I going to be live? We're going to be live January 5th.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. We're going to play the show out with one of our listeners today. It was absolutely beautiful. This is Mona, and regular listeners will know you've heard her on the show before. And she apparently has also got some German in her because she heard Uta sing in German, and she thought she would do the same. And it's absolutely beautiful. So we're playing the show out with Silent Night, and this is sung by one of our listeners by the name of Mona. And you can hear her baby.
Hi,
everybody. Merry Christmas. Baby Nudergel. Love ya.
Alles schläft, einsam wach, nur das traute, hochheilige Paar holt der Grabe im lockigen Haar. Schlaf in himmlischer Ruhe. Schlaf in himmlischer Ruhe. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sign, glory stream from heaven above. Heavenly hosts sing hallelujah, Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born.